Just now I was doing the sitting meditations, and
Okay.
then not long after, I can hear my heartbeats
Very
quite
good.
loud, right? And then at the same time, I can also notice there's a lot of chit chat thought, at the same time, you see. And it was like the heartbeat sounds is was like a background sounds. Even though I aware that there's like conversation going on, thoughts, yet I still hear that the heartbeat is there all the time. All right.
Then
And
what else you do?
I'll just let it be, you see. I'll just let it be. And then the thought is, sometimes it go off and sometimes it non-stop. And it's like, it continue by itself, you see? And
Okay, did you do Anapanasati?
no, I didn't.
Okay, then
I
when you sit, what you
just
do?
relax, you see?
Relax, maintain awareness. Then when
Yeah.
you can
Yeah, maintain awareness and then
breathe, what do you do?
I just stay with it.
When you stay with it, what happened to the habit?
The sounds is like, it's ongoing. It's just pumping, pumping, pumping. And at the same time also I can notice,
Correct,
like I'm,
correct.
yeah.
You will have the awareness of thought and all those things. Because when you can listen and be aware of your heartbeat, you actually have improved mindfulness. Then if you are not doing Anapanasati, is you should go to your heartbeat and stay there. Then don't do anything. Let the awareness and the heartbeat move together. Whatever that is background or secondary, you just let it be. Otherwise, you will be end up like what the people do, like the thought-based meditation. They try to be aware of thought. Forget about aware of thought. When you try to be aware of thought, you cannot stabilize your sati. You have to stabilize your sati and allow the sati to be aware of thought by itself. That one is very good. So relax, maintain awareness. Then when you are stable enough to be aware of what is going on within your body and mind, miss any vibration, your heartbeat or whatever, then you stay with it. You silence everything and stay at the heartbeat there. Then don't do anything. Just aware, maintain awareness there. Like your Anapanasati, but now you maintain awareness at your heartbeat, which is more subtle, more difficult to be aware. But if you can be aware of that, normally your breathing, everything has already slowed down, become relatively quiet. Then the awareness will pick up. Then this sound of the heartbeat initially is like very loud, pounding. But after a while, you are patient enough, it will like slow down, and become very quiet until you become very still. Yeah. Just like the breathing, until like very subtle or no breathing, hardly any breathing at all. You should do that. That is the next stage of more refined awareness, stability of awareness. And when you come out of that, when you have the ability to be aware of the very subtle habit, or when the habit becomes very quiet and still, your true mind really manifests. During that time, all the thought, movement, everything, like no more. Then you will understand what that nature is. The awareness and the thought, they are very near. The moment you are curious, you want to find out, the thought will arise. Then you realize every moment of awareness and every moment of knowing are two different things. The knowing is the thought, the thinking process, the perception, the description. Whereas the awareness is just aware before the knowing. So you will have to learn all this through that stability and that stages of transformation. So what you have gone through is very good, you know, Sadhu, but you need to understand it's not about looking at a thought. Looking at a thought means the thought is trying to be aware of thought. That one will not refine your mind, will not make it more stable, more refined. What you need to do is stay with whatever object of meditation that is prominent to you, like your heartbeat. That's why for those who can do anapanasati until their breathing become very quiet, I say silence everything, don't do anything, stay with the silence. Means be at around the nostril area. Then after a while, that sati build up until the subtle breathing also become very clear to them. And that is the stage where they really understand what the subtle mind, the silent mind, and the awareness nature is. Because once you become more refined, you can hear a lot of things. It can be very sensitive. Then wherever you locate this mind become very clear. And when it has become very subtle, means the awareness is more refined than what you experienced just now. So since you didn't go through anapanasati, it's okay. You can do it from relaxed, maintain awareness, and reach that stage. It's already not bad, quite good. Then you have to stay at the heartbeat area. Let it be, like Gordon say, be with it. Means let the awareness and the heartbeat move as one. Don't try to know anything. Don't even try to notice the thought or whatever. Just silence everything. Then through the awareness, as it slows down, as it becomes more refined, more quiet and more still, the awareness will be aware of anything. It will understand things by itself. So that is how you develop the stability of mindfulness and awareness. Then when that heartbeat becomes different, you will know. Because initially, it's like still very fast. Then when the sound, heartbeat becomes quiet that time, your high blood pressure all gone. You will become very quiet, very still, and your heart hardly pound. So your blood pressure is very low. During that time, you will become like very peaceful, very quiet, very tranquil, very still. Then the calmness will start to come in, develop. Then you will have the ability to be aware, mindful. Then the meditation will start, because from that time, you can know a lot of things. Whatever sense experience that arise, the thinking, the movement, everything, the sankhara, because you have the stability of mindfulness, you can see them, you can be aware of them. Then you can know how you react, how you input the content of consciousness, the mental intention, the conditioning, the belief system. You can see them all. But before that stability of mindfulness, you cannot see. You are like using your thought to like understand it through knowledge. You apply the Dhamma knowledge. But the real happening, you cannot see. But when you have that stability of mindfulness, what actually happened, you can see. And when you see, you describe, it become very clear. You can use your own word. You don't have to use other people's word. You have different people describe things differently. But no matter how you describe, to those who have gone through, who have developed the cultivation, they will understand what you say. They will know what you are trying to tell them. So again, to remind you, very good. When you can be aware of your heartbeat, silence everything and stay at your heartbeat area. Stay at your heart area. So whenever you meditate, even in the sitting or lying down, go to your heart area and stay there. Because now you have the ability to stabilize that mindfulness. And when you do this very frequently until your daily mindfulness improves, the next time you sit or you lie down, you straight away will be able to be aware of your heartbeat straight away. Straight away you will go there. Then you realize your mind becomes quiet very fast. But when you are aware, you cannot think. So the anchor is very important. When you are aware of the movement of the heartbeat, it's like anapanasati. mindfulness of the in and out breath. But this one is mindfulness of the rise and fall of the heartbeat, the pumping,
yeah.
The arising and the ceasing. Is when the heart pump, you will become aware of that. And those who feel the abdomen rising and falling is actually the same beat, but it's the extension from the heart. So if you go to the heart, it's the source of that movement. That is your life force pumping your heart. And that one will become quiet only when you have no thought, when you are peaceful, when you are mindful and just aware. When there is no agitation, no stress, no sankara, the heartbeat becomes very quiet. Especially when you have deep sleep, peaceful sleep, the heartbeat becomes very quiet. Then that time, the life force take over. So meditation is to go back to the original mind, the true mind, the silent, the awareness. Then that one will regulate everything. Your body and mind, they are in perfect harmony. So when the mind is in that state of awareness, the vibration is different. That energy is very fine. That energy will also come with the positive wisdom energy. And that one will transform your consciousness. It will make you different. Then it will let you understand many things. We are during that state when your awareness is very stable, the mundane mind cannot arise or hardly arise. It can only perceive, aware, perceive, finish. Aware, perceive, finish. Most of the time it's aware. Then when you decide to meditate, you don't have to do anything. You just silence everything and let the awareness stabilize until it becomes very still, until it has the sensitivity. And then you will learn new things. You will learn many things that normal people cannot learn. But without the stability of that mindfulness and sati, you cannot do all these things. So remember that. When you meditate, you become more sensitive. Then you can feel those things. Later on, you can feel more, not only the blood being pumped and all those things. You can go inside. And describe a lot of things that people may think that, oh, this is fairy tale. It's not fairy tale. You can really understand what is going on. You can see all the movement inside there. And when you lie down, the vibration between your bodily contact with your bed and all those things, all the vibration there, initially like very gross, then slowly, slowly as you become peaceful and quiet and silent and be with it, the awareness, then you can see very clearly the awareness of it. Every part is vibrating. That's why I told that day, Polly and the other tribe put the hand on the floor. I don't know whether she has tried or not. There's a lot of things going on. Very good. You know, Sadhu, anything else?
Sadhu, just now, I mean, your advice was very, very good. You helped me to understand better what should I need to do the next, you see? Like placing, you know, aware, stay with the heart. Because just now, what you say was quite true. I was aware of the thought and, you know, the thought just aware, you see? So, yeah, I think now I know where is the direction, is
it? Yeah, if you try to be aware of thought before your mindfulness become more stable and refined, no use. That one is thought-based. People say, yeah. I'm aware of thought. That one is, I don't want to use that harsh word. That one is really BS. Pushy. Yeah. Because how can you be aware of thought when your mindfulness is not stable? So you need to go to the heartbeat there and be with it. Until mindfulness become very stable. And then when that one stabilizes, the moment you come out of it, your heart beat and your awareness is one. And if that one stabilizes until your mind enters sati, then when you come out, everything is in sati. At that time, you can see a lot of things. Every moment of seeing is in sati. Every moment of hearing is in sati. smell, taste, tactile, and thought movement. At that time, you can see your thought. That time, you can see all the sankhara activity, how you input the content of everything. Not until your mindfulness is very stable, not until your mind enters sati, you cannot do that. So for the mind to enter sati, your heartbeat there, the awareness has to be very stable until that whole heartbeat becomes very subtle, very still. Finally, it can be like you cannot feel your heartbeat at all. It will happen, but you are not dead. There is no pulse of life, but you are not dead. But the awareness becomes extraordinary sensitive still. Then that time, if you're silent, you can be one with everything, the oneness nature. Means the spacious awareness without a center. You can try other things during that time. It can just be aware of the whole oneness. Your awareness can pervade into space and everything. Then whatever you want to know, you can know. That's why the awareness nature is very powerful, very, very different. There's a lot of things that it can learn and develop the understanding which the normal mind cannot do. Where this is awareness, this is our true mind, our nature. And you can never know and understand all this until your awareness nature develop and stabilize, until your mind enters sati and always be in that state of awareness and sati. That's how you become heedful. Otherwise, you think a lot. When you think a lot, sankhara active, you cannot be heedful. To be heedful is to be ever mindful. To be ever mindful, your mind must enter sati so that you are most of the time or all the time in sati. Means specific phenomenal awareness or spacious awareness without a center. Yeah. Okay?
Sadhu. Sadhu.